everyone. This is Carrie L. Welcome to Carrie L's Heartlink Show. And right now, I ask you to allow sacred love to flow through you and allow good things to come your way. And that's what this show is all about. We're bringing you some really wonderful things today. I'm all excited. I have a great guest, Dr. Rayne Morgan, who we'll go to in a moment. But first, the blessing of the day comes from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. So take a deep breath and relax. And I'm the host, Carrie L. Quinley, for Carrie L.'s Heartlink. And just to let you know a little bit about myself, I am a transformational counselor, a parapsychology researcher, certified hypnotherapist, educator, healer, and motivational speaker. And I have found that these are amazing times, and which I call, many of us call the ascension process. And I've been guided to help people to deprogram from old limiting belief systems and help to raise consciousness so that the invisible is made visible. And we become centered and anchored in a higher frequency of light, love, and divine power. So I invite you to go to my website and learn more about the programs that we offer at the Heartlink Institute and also about my radio schedule. And my website is www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And you'll find that we're having a very special event on September 23rd, which is the fall equinox, the great day to have a very special seminar called Blueprinting Your Life in Light. And we will be doing some very, very special work, including some breath work and helping to raise consciousness and, again, to deprogram from the old belief systems. And now I want to introduce my guest. I'm so excited because she is such a pro. This is Dr. Rayne Morgan, and she has been doing radio shows for over 12 years and apparently 30 years of traveling the metaphysical path. And she has learned from so much, and it's so much that she has given, has been given an honorary PhD. And so she is multi-talented. She's a counselor, a spiritual guide, and she uses special techniques like NLP and pranic healing. And we are going to have a very special meditation at near the end of the show. Dr. Morgan is going to lead us through reprogramming our DNA. So I'm all excited about that. She is very accomplished as a clairvoyant, an empath, a medical intuitive, master healer, and on and on. Here is Dr. Rayne Morgan, and I would love you to tell us about yourself.
Well, I don't know, Carrie L. I think that you did that for me. I was sitting here blushing. I thought, well, let me just sit here in my chair, and I'll just turn all red, and nobody will be here to see it, so it'll be okay.
Isn't it great doing radio? Because
It really is, because you can be sitting here in your big floppy slippers with the bunny heads on them, you know, and your hair tied up in a ponytail and a ball cap on if you want to, or just the ratty looking ponytail. You can do it any way you want to. You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because several years ago, when I first came to Scottsdale from California, I did radio at KFNX, and I did a 6 o'clock in the morning show, two shows back-to-back, Saturday night, 8 to 10, and then Sunday morning, 6 to 8. And one show, Saturday night show, of course, was very paranormal, and the Sunday morning show was very holistic, and we had chiropractic doctors and holistic practitioners on the show, people like John Barron, you know, from the Barron Report. And in the beginning of doing the show, the only people that could see me was the engineer, or if I brought a guest in. And then they made the fatal error of putting in the camera so that you could go to your website and you could tune in and you could see me. KXAM, I did radio at 1310 also. And they had the camera, and you know, that getting away with that just crawled out of bed and went to the station to do radio was over. It was done.
Oh, dear.
But well, here, we do radio over the Internet.
We're just picturing you as so glorious and shining in your light that it really doesn't matter what you're wearing.
Well, that's good. I like that. Thank you, Carrie L. Thank you.
You have a radio show, too, and would you let us know when that is and also how to get in touch with you? Especially?
I do radio this evening at 7:30, and I do a three-hour show. We call this show Where the Paranormal Meets Alternative. That covers quite a wide spectrum, I know, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about everything from government cover-ups, ufology, crop circles. We had a wonderful man, Lon Milo Duquette, on the show some weeks back. I studied with Lon in Costa Mesa, California. He is a real magician, not prestidigitation, but he was my teacher, one of my teachers, and I study high ceremonial magic, which is, of course, just a tool for transitioning. That's what it is. We clean out our filters so that what we bring in, we translate from a pure place. You know, the messages that we bring in from higher self and holy guardian angels and ascended masters and all those things and places and beings that we go to for, you know, our oftentimes inspiration and our help, our motivation, you know, they're mentors to us. So in practicing those sorts of things, as you probably know, Carrie L., they're just ways that we clean ourselves out and we reprogram that DNA and we transform and transmutate all of those old belief systems that sit, you know, at the bottom of the subconscious.
Mm.
So that's what that's about. But my show is sponsored by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, and she is the innovator of the technology that allows us to bring down to a more personal level so that we can experience bioscalar energy in our homes and in our healing centers. Very important. I'm going to be working on a project with her to put the bioscalar energy into corporate and into our schools. And just for those that aren't familiar with bioscalar energy, it's a megahertz, it's a wave that gets put out into a room. Imagine one, two, or even four computer-like screens so that you can get a better visual of this, and one set of units on all four sides. It creates a chamber in the middle where there is no electromagnetic field.
Wow.
And it's called a chamber. And when we keep our bodies for any length of time in this chamber, the literal cell vibrates at a much faster level, which allows us to literally transform any dis ease or illness.
Wow.
And we become pristine.
Mm.
We're not allowed to say heal. You know, we're not allowed to use that word.
Mm.
That's only for pharmacology.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, only the AMA can make claims of cures. They can't back it up, but they can make those claims. They're the only ones that are allowed to make those claims.
Wow. I mean, you're obviously touching on a lot of my interest as well. I'm all excited about what you do. But give us your website so we know how to get in touch with you. I think that
absolutely.
People are going to want to do that.
I'll give you my website. It is 3Ws.DrRainMorgan. That's DrRainMorgan.com.
Okay. All right. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, DrRainMorgan.com.
And that's your radio show again is?
And my
Rain
radio show is Talk Truth Radio.
Oh, okay.
TalkTruthRadio.com. And it's otherwise known as Rain of Truth Radio. But I did radio for years called Rain of Truth and Ask Mother Earth. I have been called Mother Earth for many, many years because I have, acted as the voice of Mother Earth. And yes, more than 12 years, I'm doing radio now. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you know, our subject today is ufology and the ascension process as well. Can you give us your take on what is happening in terms of what is ascension to you? How do you see it?
Well, if you look at Webster's dictionary, the definition of ascension is to move above and leave something behind in a nutshell. It's a progression. And, yes, there is also the definition that is given in the Bible, the ascension of Yeshua ben Joseph, or Jesus the Christ. And religions teach us that Jesus was the only person to ever ascend, but we know that isn't true. Other beings, for instance, in early biblical times, Moses simply disappeared. There were beings that disappeared. Noah simply disappeared. And, you know, the churches would like you to believe that that is, you know, a one-time, one-person special effect only. And even for us to even get close to godliness, you know, we have to go through Jesus Christ. But that isn't the truth. And when you study the old records, and especially the Sanskrit, and then, of course, the Babylonians, and then, of course, the records of the Essene, and what Jesus really said, he said, and even, not in this time, but in a time to come, shall even death be overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I think we're
means
all
that
learning,
we rise above death.
I think we're all learning how truly powerful we are.
Right, right.
You know, the more we can get in touch with that truth,
yes.
Obviously, the better
and,
it is.
And the way to ascension, the way that this happens for us, is to, as you were, when I was listening to you talk about the beginning of your show, or, you know, talk about what we were going to talk about and what you do, you were talking about reprogramming the old belief systems,
mm-hmm.
You know, rearranging them. And people have said to me, can you change the path? And you know, when I ask them that, and they say, no, you can't change the past. Well, of course you can. You can change the past by rethinking it, by reliving it. And I'll give you a little, for instance. When was the last time you watched an 18-month-old or a 2-year-old climb up on a chair or up on the sofa? It's so funny to watch. They throw their little body across it, and they stretch their little arms out, and they get a hold of the back of the cushion, right? And then they get one leg up, and it falls down, and they get another leg up, and it falls back down. And if they put enough time and effort into it, pretty soon they can pull themselves up on that couch, and they roll over, and they sit themselves down, and their little feet are only sticking out, you know, to the edge of the cushions, and that couch, that sofa, appears to be enormous to them, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so big. But then we come along, and as grown adults, and I will tell you that when I sit down on my sofa, if I want to lay and you know, watch a movie and I want to stretch out and lounge, there isn't room for anybody else. No matter that I couldn't get up on it when I was a child, I can sure get on it now, you know, and it just fits me by myself. Well, that's the perfect analogy, because the things that seemed so big and so awful to us when they happened back then, because we were just little, you know, when we go back and we think them through and we rearrange them, and maybe we go back into time and we see ourselves. I teach core issue fragmentation, and we see ourselves in the past. We relive the memory, and then it doesn't seem so big to us, and we can rethink it. And we can walk into the room where we maybe suffered abuse of some sort, and as an adult, we can walk in and we can wrap our arms around ourselves. And we can say, honey, I'm so sorry I left you back here to hold this trauma. I know that you had to fragment off and hold this for me so that I could continue on in life. And I didn't know you were stuck back there. So let's let go now, open hands and palms up and fingers spread. And let's let go of everything that we've been holding, that old trapped energy. And it only takes a couple of minutes, you know, and we've let go of it, because that one particular piece can only hold so much. And then we say it's time to come home, and we hug that part of ourselves, and we open our heart, and that literal piece of psyche enters back in through the heart chakra, and united we stand, divided we fall. And then maybe when the part of self is completely in us, and we're sitting in that old memory by ourselves, we pull out a big long eraser and we just erase the whole picture. And then we put in something new. We visualize it in a different way, and we have completely changed the past. So,
no, it's so,
a transformation.
That's so crucial, isn't it? You've just brought a person through an altered state level,
yes,
where they're getting it on a cellular memory level.
Yes.
And that is so essential.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
And we begin bringing those fragments back into wholeness. And as I said, united we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that that's a technique that I teach in moving anxiety. You don't have to have anxiety. And you don't have to have financial issues. And you don't have to have relationship issues. There's a wonderful way, and ways, plural, to redo all of that. As a matter of fact, as you said, we'll do a little meditation at the end of this show that will allow us to have a little experience with reprogramming your DNA. And just to set that up, I want everybody to think of that cute little plastic ladder that you see in the bird cages, you know, that the little canaries and whatever, those little birds, those cute little birds or little cockatiels and things like that. They usually have a little bell hanging off of them, but a little plastic colorful ladder, and that's little ladder, twist it now, and that is what a strand of your DNA looks like. And then if you can imagine that strand, that twisted ladder, being covered in tiny little pearl-like balls all over it, some little, some bigger, but imagine the rungs, top and bottom, and the sides of the ladder being covered in those little different colored pearls, like little seed pearls all the way up to big pearls. Just imagine that and get that started. As you listen to us talk, just begin to see that DNA in your mind's eye. Imagine, use your imagination as to what that looks like, and then in the meditation we'll go into that and we'll pull out implants.
Well, and talking about the implants, we're going to shift, and this is so beautiful you set up. Thank you. You're so such a pro.
Thank you.
But we are going to really look at some of the issues facing our world. And, of course, depending on which country we're living in, obviously, you and I both are in America, but, you know, we're a global talk show, so...
Yeah.
And everyone is undergoing some major transition of some kind as we are becoming these heroes in transition. What I suggest is that we look at our list of what the negative programs have been that have been trying to be hoisted on us so that we can literally, and let's kind of look at the American point of view for the moment, especially now because I feel that Americans are increasingly feeling estranged from our government. And I don't know, maybe others in other countries are feeling that, or maybe they're feeling, wow, you know, we're so fortunate to be in our country. But
there is such a level right now of
discontent. And how does that fit in? What do you see as the program that's underway in our country? We're just going to use that as an example.
I'm not sure that I understand your question.
Well, is there like a sense that we're leading up to something, especially the 2012?
Okay, all right. And I just want to say that, you know, the government would have you believe that the general consensus is that life in the United States is far more wonderful and more evolved and more free and more and more and more than it is in other countries. And that's not the truth.
No, not at all.
Especially if you
travel to other countries.
I'm not talking about many of the third world countries. If you travel to Africa, you will find a situation that I would not trade my American existence with. Absolutely. But as a whole, many of the European countries have a much higher standard of living.
And that's why I kind of gave that caveat that we are different from, from others.
Yeah, much higher living standard. In a nutshell, let's start here in talking about government and what's coming to pass and the year 2012. Let's start with food. Health.
Hello, Carol?
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Wonderful. We have a guest that wants to ask us a question, I guess.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Caller.
Who's
right,
calling?
Kim from Louisiana.
Kim.
Hi,
yeah.
Kim.
Hi. I was listening to Dr. Morgan talk about ascension at the first part of the program, and I then did some research on BBS Radio and kind of realized that she was an intuitive and was willing to help people with the next step. And I'm looking at a separation, and my own personal ascension, et cetera, is being... it seems like everything's being blocked because I have this big turmoil thing going through, you know, my own...
Okay. Okay, honey, hang on there just
step.
A second.
Okay.
I have to say to you that nothing is being blocked.
Okay.
Now, you may be sitting down on your path right now.
Yeah.
Because you're going through drama and trauma.
Right.
But I want you to honor it. I want you to thank your high self, Mother, Father, God, essence. I want you to say thank you for and your partner also. And I'm not saying that it's going to be an easy thing for you to walk up to your partner and say, hey, thanks for putting me through this hell.
Right.
But in your mind, in your mental meditation, I want you to say thank you for allowing me, helping me to have this experience, because what I'm really learning is what I'm not going to put up with anymore. It's time to take steps and fall away, even if it's for a while. And, you know, I'm not sitting here with a deck of cards doing an actual reading on you, which I'd be very happy to do if you wanted to call me. But we hear
I'm sorry,
child.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a 7-year-old
honor,
that doesn't
honor
feel well.
Him because if you will stay and stand and stay focused on what you want to create in your own life, and you don't get in to the shadow self, well, you're already in the shadow self. But that's what you're really endeavoring to ascend out of, because that's why two people come together and they're in a relationship. They come together to do the dance of their shadow selves.
Right.
And you can work out of the dysfunction. You can stay and try to make it work when you know it's time to go.
Yes, I do.
And you're living out of your fear. And I'm going to say that there's two fears that are happening here right now, and they go hand in hand. One is the fear of, oh, my God, I'll be alone. What if I don't find somebody else? I'll be a single parent. How am I going to be? I'll never find somebody that's really, really going to love me. And then that's tied into financial issues.
Right.
Absolutely. So here's the thing that you start saying to yourself. I will bring another love to me, and here's what it's going to be like. And sit down with paper and pencil and write out what you want in a partner. And admit, say to self, I'm scared to death right now. I'm afraid to go through all of this, but you know what? I will.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I will. And that in itself is ascension. Because if you don't quit, if you keep saying, okay, each day, I'm going to look at what's happening here, and I'm going to be willing to let spirit work in my life, God essence, hold me up. And I would love to give you and the listeners a mantra. I teach something that is called the formula. It takes in the ascension process, moving people out of their poverty issues and into prosperity and abundance long before The Secret was heard of. I was teaching this, and I'm teaching in its entirety. I have so many people that come to me and say, you know, I've been watching The Secret. I've seen it 7 times, and I am staying positive, but things still aren't coming to me. Well, no, that's because you need to reprogram your old belief systems, and that stuff needs to move. And in chanting a mantra and not letting your head run. When the head runs, blah, 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 what am I going to do, what am I going to do, the body follows it. It moves into not feeling good. I don't care what word you put on it, fear, anger,
right,
shame, guilt, doesn't matter. It's all the same, doesn't feel good. When what you're thinking about doesn't make you feel good in your physical body, get out of the way, because you've got more coming that you're not going to be happy with. When you do mantra, it stops your head from running, and you're speaking Sanskrit. You are speaking an energy-based language, has no real English translation, although we can give you, like a hieroglyphic, a concept. Each word has a concept, and when you chant the mantra, it does the work for you. It's like eating Sunrider food. When you eat Sunrider, and I talk about that in my formula, see, in order to ascend, you have to take the body with you. You cannot keep putting the food in your body that you have been, and that's another part of what our government gives us. They don't want us to ascend. But back to the mantra. If you chant mantra, it does the work for you, whether you believe in it or not. Your job is just to chant the mantra.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to listen as I hang up, because he's just getting more and more out of control.
Understand.
Okay,
understand.
We'll talk
thank
to you,
so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
So when you chant this mantra, it keeps your head from running, and it allows your body to stay in a place of neutral or even happy feelings, because as you learn to chant and it goes further in, you begin holding visions of what you want in your life. So as you chant the mantra, you see yourself having pockets of money. You visualize yourself living in the home of your dreams. having your career. And I highly recommend for people that don't know what they want. I know I want something, but I don't know what my passion is. Chant the mantra and hold a vision of yourself getting up in the morning and driving to work, and you're happy and you're walking in and people are saying, hi, Bob, hi, Jan, hi, Roberta. You know, and you're talking on the phone and you're telling a family member or a friend that you have the career of your dreams, and chant the mantra and it will open up in front of you. Spirit, mother, father, we need both, will bring to us what we're looking for. And I'm just talking and talking and not giving you a chance to.
Excellent. No, that you are just right on. No question that you gave it her what she needed. You know, the whole point being to raise your frequency rather than stay stuck in the negative frequency.
Exactly. You know, we could give that mantra. So why don't we talk for a few minutes and give people something, give them a chance to get something to write on and with, mm-hmm. and we'll give the words to mm-hmm. that mantra that will literally, when learned like the back of your hand and chanted every day, will literally move you out of whatever your financial issues are and move you into prosperity and abundance.
Excellent. And so they're getting their pencil and paper, getting ready.
Yeah.
And we're just helping them to understand that the ascension is really important to be in a as high a frequency as you can create for yourself. And that can be done through music and, of course, through these wonderful ancient languages such as Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Or Hebrew. Hebrew is another one that is absolutely, there is something profound that happens when you say
right.
these incredible
even
names
in
of God.
Even in the Hebrew alphabet.
Yes, well, the names of God.
Yes,
in Hebrew.
Or the 72 names of God, yes.
So I'm assuming they've got their pencil and paper, so let's give it to them.
Are we ready? Okay, the first word is Om, O-M, and I'm going to spell things phonetically. I'm going to spell it the way it sounds so that you can read it and learn it easily. So everybody has heard om, O-M, long O, not om, om. And om is the seed sound. It is the sound of creation, and it specifically works on the ajna, the third eye, that space right in the middle of your forehead in the Eastern traditions, it's pictured as the lotus opening in the center of the mind. So, om. And the second word is gum, G-U-M, just like chewing gum. It's the word of, or it's the sound of the Lord Ganesha. If you are not familiar with the elephant-headed god, I would highly suggest that you go to the library or go online, put in Lord Ganesha, G-A-N-E-S-H-A, or the Ganesh, as he's called. He is the symbol of the removal of all obstacles, and that's the meaning of his sound, gum. It's the removal of all obstacles. The next word is shareem, S-H-R-E-E-M, shareem. If everything in creation has a vibration, a certain rate of speed that it vibrates at, depending on its molecular structure, and we know it does, mainstream physics tells us this, it doesn't matter if it's the paper you're writing on or the floor that you're standing on or rocks or glass or anything in creation is in constant movement. Physics tells us this. So if everything has a level of vibration, so does great abundance and wealth. And the word for that level, it's the vibe of wealth, is shareem, S-C-H-R-E-E-M, long E, shareem, om, gum, shareem, maha, M-A-H-A. Maha is quality and quantity. Not only is it really good, but there's a lot of it. Quality and quantity. Om Gam Shreem Maha Lakshmi. L-O-X-S-H-M-E-E. Lakshmi. She is the anthropomorphized principle of great wealth and abundance. Wealth is feminine. In other words, she's the goddess of wealth and abundance. And her word, her name is Lakshmi. Om Gam Shreem Maha Lakshmi. Yay! Children, say yay! It's a Shakti energy. You could say it's actually, Shakti is S-K, I'm sorry, Shak. Shakti, S-K-A-T-I, Shakti.
You mean S-H?
Pardon me?
Shakti.
Yes, but we would spell it S-C-H-O-C-K-T-I, just as in a shock, Shakti. But it's a magnetic energy. And because we are magnetic, it makes us more magnetic, and so we draw it to us. And that's how we create, is through magnetism, thought and feeling.
Well, so, we're magnetizing the end of the program at this point. thank you. That is absolutely essential to learn these little tools that we can use.
Do you want me to finish the mantra?
Oh, I thought you finished
another
it.
Word. No.
One more.
Om Gam Shreem Maha Lakshmi Yay. And then the last word of the mantra is, if you're 28 or over, Swaha, S-W-A-H-A. Swaha means I honor and I invoke. And if you are 28 or under, you end the mantra in Namaha, N-A-M-A-H-A, Namaha. It means the same thing, I honor and I invoke. So you are honoring Lakshmi and Ganesha. Anything that stands in the way of you having wealth is in that mantra. So it's Om Gam Shreem Maha Lakshmi Hey Swaha. That's what it sounds like. Say it, learn it, chant it, and you'll make cash money.
Excellent. Phew. All right.
Well,
we are at the end of our show. We're getting close.
If you're going to give the mantra, give it right.
Yeah. Let's say it one more time.
Om Gam Shreem Maha Lakshmi Yay Swaha.
Okay. And Nama, if you want.
If you're under 28, it ends in Namaha.
Namaha. Okay. Excellent. And so we can't take any more calls at this point. We're going to be doing a very special meditation in a moment. And
did you want that meditation to last for 20 minutes?
No, it can't because we don't have that much time. We remember, this is, I know that you're used to 3 hours. We only have an hour show, so, and it's almost up. So maybe at the max, 8 minutes, if you can somehow capsulize it. But again, just, we didn't even touch upon UFOs or anything that has been covered up around the world.
Well, let's take a minute and talk about that.
Well, we don't have a minute. But we can just say that, just so, this caller was wonderful. She was probably what we needed, actually, because she exemplifies what so many people are going through right now. And I suggest that you unplug from whatever is holding you down. And that is in any way, shape, or form, from our relationships all the way up to the government. And I know that Dr. Rain, you pretty much echoed that before, that you've discussed that about unplugging from the government's propaganda and so forth. So I know you follow that. Is there anything you want to add to that before we go to your meditation?
Well, just that, you know, the UFOs and those peoples and those beings have been with us since the beginning of our time. And our government knows that. Many of them are here to help, and others are not. So, you know, just open your mind. Look at what's going on. Be aware. Stop just watching the TV and reading the newspapers. And look. Research for yourself.
Question things that the government presents to you, in other words. And at this point, everyone in politics question.
Yes.
So follow your heart. You know, if anything I want to point out about the ascension process is that we are literally going through an initiation of the heart on the planet. And that's the fourth chakra. We have been stalled in the third chakra, which is issues around power and greed and so forth. And many are having real big issues come up in their solar plexus right now because they're so stuck in that. And they haven't gotten yet to the next level of compassion, that it's not about the dollar sign and how much money you can get off of people, but it's really about understanding the compassion of the human condition and going to that next level of the heart.
And I think if I were to add anything to that, I would say that as an American peoples, we absolutely have to be very, very cognizant about what we put in our mouth. Food. This is where you have been plugged into the matrix the most deeply. Food, the physical conditions, the way we age and die, the sicknesses. This is where you are duped. You are put to sleep. You are fed poison. You are created to age, become sick. They farm this so that the AMA and the FDA and the insurance companies can get as much money out of you as they possibly can, and then they let you die. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let you know, my entire website is being worked on right now. We have a new project going. We are called, our new name is Ascension Road. And we are going to be teaching all of these things about ascension. But I have to tell you, you can do all the spiritual stuff. You can meditate. You can stand on one foot and spin around in circles. And if you don't stop putting cooked food and meat and acid-making things in your body, it will be for naught.
And whatever you do, do not microwave, because then you're
Never.
Just eating
Never.
Dead poison. It's
Absolutely.
Not alive any longer. You've killed every possible nutritional
Everything.
Thing in
Absolutely.
Food.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so thank you. I want to thank you now, because I'm not sure how much time we'll have at the end, but you have just been a phenomenal guest,
thank
and
you.
We'd love to have you on again, because there's
thank
just
you.
So much. To cover and bring out to the people's consciousness and helping people to wake up to what's really going on.
Yeah,
and now, why don't you go ahead and do the meditation?
Okay. And I'd like to just remind folks to tune in to my show tonight at 7:30, Talk Truth Radio. We're going to be talking about Sabian astrology and what's coming in the next month and some other grand things. So Talk Truth Radio at 7:30. And I want to thank you, Carrie Al, for being a wonderful, gracious host. You do a wonderful job. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
I'd like everyone in listening space to put your feet flat on the floor, uncross everything. And I'd like to ask you to begin breathing in deeply. We breathe shallow as a people. Begin breathing now deeply. Pull it all the way in. Fill your lungs deeply. And hold it for just a moment. Feel your lungs filled with oxygen. And then gently, slowly breathe out. And leave your lungs empty for the count of maybe three. and then breathe in deeply again. And continue this breathing as you listen to my voice. Behind closed eyes, as you listen and feel your breath. Behind closed eyes, look out into the darkness, all potential within that void. What do you see? Put your consciousness on what you see as you continue to breathe. Breathe deeply. Behind closed eyes in that void, pinpoints of colored light, flashes, movement, shadows, things quickening, things coming, things going, all potential. Now, begin to form that ladder that I spoke of. See that ladder in front of you. Its rungs a little closer together. Now, reach out with your fingers, take a hold of each end, and twist it 3 or 4 times so that that ladder is now twisted. And now, begin to visualize it covered in pearls, many sizes, many colors. The rungs are completely encrusted in different sizes of pearl beads. The sides of the ladder encrusted in pearls. Now we, as we focus on this ladder, are beginning to look for our implants. There are many implants put there in many times and throughout many spaces, put there by others, put there by ourselves. It doesn't matter how the implants got there, only that we now go after pulling them out. Imagine that the first implant that we look for is death. It may be shaped differently. It may be very dark. It may be gray, smoky looking. It might even look like a wedge. Imagine a wedge or something misshapen, maybe something gooey like tar. Now look through all those beads and reach in. Use your imagination. Make it up. You cannot fail. Reach in under one of those beads and pull out that shape. Pull out that implant, the implant of death. It was meant to wedge between us and our power, our mortality, or our immortality. There is no separation in our physical body and immortality. Pull it out and powder it up between your fingers. And then imagine that you are simply blowing it. Blow it up in to the ethers. Let the Mother, Father, God deal with it. Watch it turn into a sparkly like dust. It's gone. Now maybe there's another death implant. Use your imagination. Pull it out. Powder it between your fingers. Blow it away. And now let's reach for another one. It doesn't have to take a long time. Just reach in between those little pearls and pull out another implant. Illness. Pull out the implant of illness. Oh, and there's another one sitting right next to it. It's called dis-ease. Dis-ease. Pull out 2 or 3. You probably have several. Reach in between those pearls and pull out those foreign objects. Put them between your fingers and crush them right now. And just set intent to turn them into dust And again, blow them away. Let the Mother, Father, God essence do with whatever. It's just gone from us. And now let's look for another little implant. Here's a big one. Poverty. Poverty. That is a big one. What a means of separating us from our power. Poverty. Pull it out right now. Maybe there's two or three. Reach in, put them, pull them out with your fingers and hold them in the other hand and pull them all out and then just rub your hands together and powder them all, crush them all, and then blow on it. Send it in fine, sparkly dust. Continue that on. Let's pull out another one. Let's call it fear. Oh, there is a tremendous distraction from our power, from being loved, from opening ourselves up, to stop sitting in abandonment issues. Second chakra. Think of the lemon yellow second chakra, where all the sex and the love issues are held. So let's pull that one out and let's powder that up and blow it up into the Mother, Father, God. And we can continue this until you feel that you have pulled out your major implants, and then just form pearls of love. See them, beautiful little pearls of love, and put them back where those implants were pulled from. I send you now with many, many blessings, much love. Carry this through. Many blessings. Feel the love. Feel love for yourself.
And thank you, Dr. Rain. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Carrie L., for having me on.
And I encourage people to check out my website, www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And check out the next crossing class, Wednesday, August 8th. And come to Oceanside, California, and visit with me. Also, I encourage you now to live up to what light you have. And blessings.